The staff and volunteers at CJSF wish you the best for the new year.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca because you are better than most people. Thank you.
Welcome to week 580 of the Rockin' Blues Show. I'm your host, Brent Morrison, coming at you all the way from Vancouver, Canada, on the unceded Coast Salish territory. I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing the best in rock and blues music from across Canada and around the world. Tons of stuff to get to this week. I'll start things off with the legendary Joe Louis Walker. From his new release, Weight of the World, this is Root Down.
Say Yeah.
Closing out our opening set of rock and blues music from their 2019 debut release, Never Ending Fling, we had Ontario's Emily Burgess and the Embrys with Devil of Me. Before that, from his 2022 release, Honest Lies, we had Montreal's Justin Saladino Band with the title track. And I got this week's rock and blues show started off with the legendary Joe Louis Walker and Root Down from his new release, Weight of the World. This is the Rock and Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, legendary slide guitarist Hound Dog Taylor was born 108 years ago Wednesday, April 12, 1915 in Natchez, Mississippi. He moved to Chicago in 1942 and immediately set up shop on the infamous Maxwell Street Market. Influenced by the likes of slide masters Elmore James and Tampa Red, Hound Dog Taylor's searing, boogie-fueled slide playing made him a legend inside the Chicago city limits for decades. Bruce Iglauer created Alligator Records to record Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers when his employers at Delmark passed on the idea. The self-titled debut was released in 1971 and sold over 9,000 copies in its first year, was met with critical acclaim, and made Taylor a blues star outside the Windy City. Its follow-up, Natural Boogie, was released in 73. His live album, Beware of the Dog, was posthumously released in 1976. Hound Dog Taylor was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 1984, and in 1986 his debut album was also inducted in the Classics of Blues Recordings album category. Hound Dog Taylor was nominated for 5 Blues Music Awards, winning twice. Despite his brief recording career, Hound Dog Taylor has influenced virtually every slide guitarist who's followed him. From their 1971 self-titled debut, this is Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers with the instrumental Walking the Ceiling.
The spectrum defined as jazz music is characterized as having a strong, prominent meter, improvisation, distinctive tone, colors, and performance techniques, and dotted or syncopated rhythmic patterns. For the best in new and independent jazz produced locally, across Canada and around the world, tune into The Jazz Spectrum, live every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m., and rebroadcast Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Don't you dare miss it.
Closing out that set from their new release, Outside the Lines, we had Williamstown's Misty Blues with Granville Tea. Before that, from their 1971 self-titled debut, we had the legendary Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers with Give Me Back My Wig. And I got that set started off with Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers and the instrumental Walking the Ceiling. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from their new release, Find a Better Way, this is Toronto's The Commoners with More Than Mistakes.
I can't tell know it.